Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, open please. Here we are. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. That is what we are. That's a kind of an incredible sentence. It's an amazing statement. We just sang a song that kind of echoed it. And that kind of good news can lift us up when we're down. It can fill us with hope, even in the midst of failure and grief. We are children of God because of God's amazing love for us, for each of us and for all of us. And so today we celebrate that amazing pronouncement that we are children of God. And we are children of God from the very beginning, in the creation story. You know, we get to day six and God made all of the animals of the field and all of the things that creep around on the ground. And then God said, let us make humanity in our image. We have been made to live in relationships with each other. And from that very moment, we have been children of God. For those of us who came a little bit after creation, all right, we were made children of God in our baptism, as we were washed in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God named us and claimed us. And like Jesus at his baptism coming out of the Jordan, God says to each of us and all of us, you are my beloved child. With you I am well pleased. And all of these things work because of Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus is the source of that goodness. Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is our risen Lord. It is joining with Jesus in his dying and in his rising that makes us children of God. And so we are. And today we celebrate that. But then we listen to Jesus today. As he said, blessed are you when you are poor in spirit, when you are one of those who mourn, when you are meek, when you are part of those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, when you are merciful or part of those pure in heart, when you are persecuted or when you are peacemakers. Rejoice and be glad, Jesus says to all of us. And that too is another amazing pronouncement of good news that flies in the face of worldly wisdom and the status quo. These blessings that Jesus pronounces today are for all of those people who have never been honored on the earth. But these truths are claimed by Jesus, and they stand fully and completely for those of us who follow Christ. Today, we celebrate these truths. We celebrate the life, the death, the resurrection, and the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. As Jesus comes to us, sitting here as well as on the mountain of his first time, he speaks to us about the blessing and the presence of God. Blessed are you. Blessed are those. And when Jesus speaks blessing, he means that God is there and present in our lives, in all lives. And that God is present with grace and love. That God is there to forgive us. That God is there to pick us up and set us on the path so that we might try again to share that love with our neighbors. And Jesus assures us today that whether we feel successful and triumphant or we feel lost in grief, God's presence and blessing are ours and with us. The world wants to disregard all of those people who are wasting their time being meek or merciful or who spend their time mourning. And Jesus said, these are the ones that God is lavishing attention on, for God knows that they need that attention. And so we too are called not to disregard those, but rather to pick them up, to walk beside them, to lend them our strength. Jesus lives for these people. Jesus lives with these people. Jesus is encouraging them and us to go out and share this love that comes from God, to share these blessings that come from God as we follow Jesus into the world. But then we heard from the book of Revelation today that there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Now that is one of many descriptions, the communion of saints. And in this reading, with loud voices, the communion of saints gives praise and thanksgiving. They worship and exalt in the gracious mercy and in the presence of God. Kind of like us today, right now. Now, some of us have louder voices than others of us and all the rest of those kinds of things. And we may not all be dressed in white robes, but we have all been washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. We have all been loved and forgiven, strengthened, and sent into the world by a God who loves us deeply. And today we celebrate the fact that we have been welcomed into the communion of saints. Whether in baptism or coming every time to this table, we truly are washed clean in the blood of the Lamb. Or like we heard from Jeremiah last week, God forgives our iniquity and remembers our sin no more. And then the amazing thing we hear today from Revelation is that Jesus stands by us through the great ordeal. Now, there's a lot of people who have a lot of different thoughts about what the great ordeal is. But for me, the great ordeal is life. The great ordeal is living as a child of God. The great ordeal is the struggle that we go through every day as we try to live the love of God for the sake of other people around us. You see, the great ordeal is not only persecution. The great ordeal is what we go through every single day. And the truth is that Jesus is always with us. And then the real celebration comes when we remember that this is the great multitude. It isn't just Jesus and 12 friends, or even Jesus and 16 friends. It is a multitude from every tribe and nation, from every language, from every people, from every congregation. All are included. All are woven into the communion of saints, and today we celebrate all saints. The amazing good news I get to share with you is that all of this, whether it's being children of God or being followers of Jesus or being woven into the communion of saints, all of this comes as a gift. We can't earn it and we don't deserve it. Our status, our blessing, our inclusion in all of these amazing things, it's ours because of God's love for us in Jesus Christ our Lord. God, our Creator, loves us. God, our Creator, loves us and all creation so much that God remains faithful in spite of our faithlessness. God acts in the world for us and for our salvation. Jesus came and lived and taught, healed and helped, fed and suffered, all for our sake, as a gift of grace and an act of mercy. And we don't deserve any of it. We are children of God because God loves us. We are followers of Jesus because Jesus is God's love for us. We belong to the communion of saints because of the grace and mercy given in the death and resurrection of Jesus, that we come and remember, that we come and celebrate as we come to this table and partake of holy food and then go out into the world with hope. Today we remember and we celebrate all saints. For those of us who have recently lost loved ones, we remember them with you. We celebrate them with you. We remember. Today, we celebrate also the saints all around us, sitting by us, walking past us, helping us and those people that we help. We remember the baptized and the confirmed, those we see every week and those we haven't seen for a while. See, today, let us remember that we are God's children, loved and cared for, blessed and forgiven. Today, let us remember that we are followers of Jesus, guided by His living, inspired by His dying, empowered by His resurrection to love our neighbors. Today, let us remember and celebrate that we are woven into the communion of saints, connecting all of God's people across space and time in lives of love and service. As we give our thanks and praise this day, may we live that gratitude in the world as we live together as the body of Christ. Amen.